as you know, there another very serious tragedy on this route last week. It's the third set of three that have passed away in the last 16 months, and 47 deaths, Michaela, since Bertie Ahern and former Prime Minister Tony Blair first announced this road project back 16 years ago in 2007. And the stop-start nature of Stormont has served this project really, really poorly. It's going from one hearing to the next and getting no completion of it. So on the back of that, and on pressure, actually had a phone call over the weekend, discussions with Patsy McLoughan, one or two of his councillors having pressurised him to try and do something. On the back of those discussions, this is the approach we've taken. I spoke to Tanisha last night about it, and I've raised it to Shannon this morning. I've CC'd the Secretary of State Northern Ireland as the Taoiseach and Tanisha and the Minister for Transport. And this is something that the Prime Minister has the power to do. He's done it in the past, and I think it's beyond time this project is looked at very, very seriously. It's by far and away the worst road in the country. There's no road of that calibre that isn't without a motorway right across the island. And it's long past time that the project started moving.
And while you mentioned 47 people have lost their lives, those deaths have affected hundreds and thousands of people, and it is an important infrastructure element to the region, but it will hopefully limit other families then being devastated as well.
Oh, absolutely. You can only imagine the devastation that news can bring. But then, on top of that, Michaela, the whole northwest region, we now have Derry, Donegal and Tyrone recognised as having city region status. Population of in excess of 350,000 people is serviced by the road. The whole northwest region has been held back. It's very hard to get things delivered in the northwest region, in particular when you have infrastructure of this calibre. It makes it all the more difficult, and it's beyond time the project started moving. And I would call on all public representatives in the northwest to now throw their voice behind this campaign and asking the British government to use their powers and grant the project planning permission and have it move right away.